This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Y'all want to floss with us? Because all across the board, we burn.
BT Sal back on the fan. 888-8119 is the number to call. Hoff, I need you to check this. Do you know who Jerry Dulac is? Because we're seeing some potential news here. As far as the Giants quarterback situation goes, look up Jerry Dulac, who apparently, BT, I'm just seeing this in real time here. He covers the Steelers and the PGA Tour for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He has 64,000 followers, so it seems safe to me. And he just tweeted out, Aaron Rodgers is at the Steelers facility today. An indication a deal with the team could be forthcoming per sources. Now, again, that is just happening moments ago, so stay tuned on that. Jerry Dulac, G, Jerry with the G. Jerry, you see it there, Hoff?
Yes, I do see it.
So you think this is real, right?
Steelers Radio Network host? Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
so.
I didn't even see that part of it. Okay.
Sounds pretty legit to me.
Yeah, it doesn't say that, you know, BT, nowadays you just got to be careful when you go with something on the air. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that he's signing there, but Aaron Rodgers is at the Steelers facility today, which, in Jerry's words, an indication a deal with the team could be forthcoming. So maybe you get that. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, it doesn't mean that he's going to sign there today, but what it does mean, and you and I both thought, number one, he obviously wants to keep playing. Number two, it doesn't seem as if this decision is going to stretch on forever. Conceivably, could he leave without a deal and then visit the Giants and have this thing stretch out a while? It could, but it doesn't. If that report is true, and it seems like it's on the money, you know, maybe we get quicker resolution than we thought.
Yeah, we will stay tuned for that and obviously react if, in fact, we do get news before we say goodbye. And look, that'll lead a whole thing into next week, what the Giants do with their quarterback, although it seems like it would be Russell Wilson. I still think that would be the best thing for him. Although, you're starting to hear, even driving in this morning listening to Boomer and Jerry, the sentiment is that the Titans all of a sudden are going to take Cam Ward, number one. If that's the case... And then the Browns may be interested in taking Sanders. They know how important it is to have a face of the franchise. They maybe take him number two. Dude, we're going to be in the same spot again? Like, is there a chance here the Giants could whiff on Stafford, whiff on Rodgers, whether we think it was good or not, they clearly wanted them, whiff on the potential of getting a top quarterback in the draft and end up with Russell freaking Wilson?
I think there's a good chance. Real good chance. Which stinks.
And then what? I mean, so then what's going to happen is they're going to lose, obviously, what, they're going to win 6-7 games? They're going to lose this year again, and then are we going to finally see a new regime? No Shane, no Dable, no Russell Wilson have a new regime come in and try to draft a quarterback? I mean, is that what we're looking at?
Nah, they got to draft somebody early. I'm obviously not at 3 if you're not taking Dort at 3. I mean, could you trade down and get Dort? Yeah, we've hit this a lot of different ways, but I think that there's a real chance that they wind up with that situation, which I think is pretty uninspiring. You know, now, I think it's less about the volume of wins next year, provided whomever they draft, whenever they draft them, gets on the field and shows a little progress that you could sell to the fans and certainly sell to John Mara. But, like, if that doesn't happen, number one, they're not going to be good. And number two, the future seems, at least the immediate future, seems hopeless. And I don't think there's any chance they will be back.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Let's get to some of the Midday Madness with you on the phones here on BT and Sal. Brought to you by Boost Mobile. Mike is calling from Kings Park, New York, wants to join the madness. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, just real quick on, like, the caller about the kids that go to the class. A lot of these guys are up in the summer sessions knocking out a lot of classwork during the summer, during the workouts, too. So I'm not buying that. Like, these kids are not showing up from class. I know the school that I went to, the players were in class, and, you know, and it was, you know, St. Bonaventure's a pretty decent program. In the Atlantic 10, the kids were in class. Like, I went, the GM of the Cavs sat next to me in class, Mike Ganzi. Like, he was at class. Like, but, you know,
I would think, Mike, and I've never had firsthand experience in this, but I would think that the kids who are making millions or project to make millions, maybe they take it a little less seriously than somebody who knows, hey, I'm just a great college athlete, and beyond what I do in college, I'm not going to be playing in the pros or overseas. I would hope and think that those kids would take being a student a little more seriously.
And by the way, Sal, even if you're not an athlete, I think that there's, you know, some people are just inherently moved and motivated to be great students, like my sister. My sister went to Columbia, studied at Oxford. Me, I was the opposite. I wanted to play ball. Now, I take pride in being smart and being well-read and having a sense of what's going on in the world, for sure. But I'd be lying if I said I enjoyed school. I mean, any shortcut that I could take, I took it.
Go ahead, Mike. What else you got?
Yeah, BT, same situation. Me and my sister went to the same school, and we were the opposite about going to play.
Oh, boy.
For the NIL, I mean, listen, I don't hate it with the kids making the money. I just hate the way it's combined with the transfer portal. Like, a couple things that I think the NCAA should really look into. One, can we stop the transfer portal from being activated until after the tournament's over, for God's sake? Like, I'm following stuff on Twitter, and players are jumping in and are in it already, and players are already, like, announcing deals. Like, I want to enjoy the tournament before I worry about, like, the offseason. And two, I think that what they should really do is, if you take NIL money, I think the student athlete and the school should be married to each other for 2 years. I think that's reasonable. Because right now, it's like every year, some of these rosters are completely turned over. And I think it's, and I've talked to assistant coaches, you know, at Hofstra, it's lessening the quality of play because they're reteaching everything, the playbook,
yes,
the system.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I just think that's reasonable, a 2-year commitment from the student athlete in the school, and I think it would fix things a little bit.
You're going to see some refinements, and thanks for the call. Yeah, you're going to have to, because it's still the Wild Wild West. Now, it's on the table. It's visible. It's not illegal, but it's definitely not perfect. They got to smooth this thing out. I would even go so far as to say, like, I know that Rick right now, and that might change as the roster changes. Right now is certainly not recruiting high school kids, but if you're a, say you're a top 10 consensus player in the country and you want to go to Kentucky and you've got your NIL deal lined up, make it a 4-year deal. Now, if you go to the NBA, then after 2 years, then the last 2 years are gone. Excuse me. And if you transfer, then you either have to, there's got to be some sort of penalty. And I would like to see more than a 1-year commitment. Like, if you're not a top 10 player, but you're a top 100, but you're closer to 100 than one, then maybe you get a 2-year deal. All right, here's 2 years. Here's the money that we agree upon. $700,000 a year, whether you're a star or a dud. We got to pay you this for 2 years and you can't leave. Make it a little bit more binding. I think it would be better.
All right, a little more Midday Madness with you on the phones here on BT and Sal, brought to you by Boost Mobile. Raphael on Long Island wants to join the madness. What's up, Raphael?
How's it going, guys?
Good
to hear from you.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Mr. Tierney, I'm going to take you down memory lane. Some 15 years ago, when you were over at 1050 and you had your own show, the Brandon Tierney Show.
Yeah.
You did a show at St. John's University.
I remember it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was there. A brand new building, D'Angelo Center, had just opened up.
Yeah.
That's my alma mater. I'm pretty sure I missed a class to go see that. I still have the shirt you gave me, the red shirt with ESPN and the said BT show on it.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I was out there. I was out there with Jody Mack. That's when I was working with Jody McDonald.
Yeah, you know, I don't remember her being there, but
I got you.
I 100% remember you there.
Gotcha.
My point was, I always made sure that I had teachers that didn't care about attendance, so I would miss a lot of classes. I still graduated. I have my bachelor's in accounting from there, but I made sure attendance didn't matter. It wasn't part of the grade. It was just get there, make sure you have your homework whenever I do assign it, show up for those days, get your test done, and that's it. So I don't miss me with all the people missing their classes, but that last caller did make a good point about the summer classes. I would assume that most of these guys are taking and knocking out whenever they can in the summer.
You're a St. John's fan, right?
Well, I'm a diehard LSU fan, but obviously
You're an LSU fan. And who's the best player on LSU?
Ben Simmons and
okay.
You mean overall or basketball?
No,
basketball. It's Maravich and Shaq.
No. I'm talking about right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
We don't really have one. We were
pick a player. Let's just stick to St. John's. Stick to St. John's. Would you care? You're a St. John's fan, right? Do you care if RJ Lewis goes to class?
No.
Okay, and that's the point, and thank you for the call. He's telling me he's an LSU fan, wants me to name a player. I'm asking you, because I couldn't name a player. Yeah, going back to Shaq, sure. I'm asking about now, LSU. I mean, what do I know about LSU? I barely know St. John's. I mean, come on. Pick a player. The point is, why do we even care about this? Like, yes, from a human-to-human standpoint, absolutely. That I understand. This is sports. We're talking sports. We're talking March Madness. Not who's going to a class and what grades they have. You don't care. Sadly, that's not our issue. That's the teachers. That's the parents. That's the students themselves. That if they don't care about it now, one day maybe they will. One day maybe they don't have to. But, like, we don't care. I don't care about that. I care about RJ Lewis getting buckets against Arkansas, right?
That's right. 100%. His one point about the summer classes, somebody else said that earlier. It's true. There's a lot of mechanisms. You know, listen, I remember even when I was a freshman, it was mandatory study hall until you got a certain grade point average. Then you were out of it, which I did. But as a freshman, we all had to go every night, and it was a complete pain in the ass. After practice, it stunk. And I remember, you know, one year, because there are a lot of, I mean, especially basketball, St. John's. I mean, forget about, you know, mid-major baseball. It's very different. But I would take a course during the winter called intercession just so I can lighten my spring load. Instead of taking 18 credits during the spring when I'm playing 50-something games, I might take 9 or 12, but I already beefed up my grade point average and my requirements during the period from the first to the second semester, and I would do it that way. There's so many ways to do it.
BT and Sal on the fan. The Midday Madness with you on the phones, brought to you by Boost Mobile. When you buy 6 months on their best unlimited plans, Boost will give you another 6 months free. We have righted the wrong, BT. The pizza is here. It smells delicious. There is variety.
How many?
There are eight. There are eight pies.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the order, and you tell me what you think, because I took it upon myself to make the order for us.
Give me some diversity. Go ahead.
Okay, see if you like this here. Let's see. I just got to get the exact thing. Rate your order. No, I don't want to do that. All right, two regular,
Okay.
One pepperoni.
One pep, yep.
One Nona Maria, which I think is like their margarita version or whatever.
Okay, good.
Two grandma pies.
Nice.
One white pie.
Oh, you got to get the white in there. Nice.
And one buffalo chicken for, you know.
Any Sicilian? Any Sicilian?
No, I went with, well, the grandma pie to me is kind of Sicilian.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true. That is, I like it all. What I'm probably not going to like is the price.
Yo, I was going to say, big boy.
How much is this? How much, man?
$2.50.
Are you? Well, I almost cursed. $2.50 for pizza, man. I got you. I got half.
Now,
I got you.
Now, if I knew you were in on it, I might have gotten a little more. Truth be told, maybe we would have got a Sicilian or a little calzone. But I was like, Jesus, $2.50.
I got you. I'm going to give you half. I'll give you cash when I get a Monday. Now, by the way, because you took a little issue with how I dealt with the Marash stuff on the back end.
Yes.
Hey, listen, he can root for St. John's. He can vehemently root against him. He ain't touching that pizza. If his hands go near that pizza, you better jump on him.
BT and Sal on the fan will come back with more of your calls. 888-808-1019.